It was slow and tiresome, and the answers I got...
A tall gal dressed like Queen Victoria. Oh, sister.
That was about par.
Nope, nobody like that ever lived here.
Are you positive?
A dame who fits that description? Yeah, I'm positive.
The morning wore on, and so did we. We were over on the other side of California Street now, so we stopped and had a bite to eat. I had pickles with mine, and Rembrandt had olives on toothpicks in a glass. And again we picked up the hunt. My heart was suddenly making with a rumba. There, just on the other side of Clay, in front of a three-story red brick house, was a police squad car. There was a little knot of people gathered around. I walked down the block and up the front steps. I didn't have any trouble finding the room. The door was wide open and there was a body on the floor. Four representatives of the law were buzzing back and forth. One of the buzzies was Mallard.
Well, my little ambassador of violence, why is it you're always around the extremely dead, Candy?
I've got no time to brandy the ad-libs, Mallard. Who is it?
Don't know yet. No identification.
Let me see. Oh, boy.
Oh, a pen pal, maybe.
I knew it.
Knew what?
You're right. He was a pen pal. He wrote me a check last night for $300. His name is Roger Ellsworth.
What is it? Open season on Ellsworth? Okay, Candy. Time you filled in the blanks. Start.
Wait a minute. I want to look at the window here.
Oh, boy.
Mallard, there are a couple younger Ellsworths living around town. I'm sure you'd like to see them stay healthy.
Yeah.
Get out to 25 Dashiell Road and pick up an old crone also named Ellsworth. 5 will get you 20. She's the one you're after.
All right. But you get back to your place and stay put. I'll want to have a more illuminating chat with you.
Oh, Mallard, I'm just like putty in your hands.